And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into the fall of 1941. What were things like on the coastside back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Many new features at the Half Moon Bay Theater. Announcement by Jack Redmond of Family Nights at the Princess Theater, which is the new name of the Half Moon Bay Theater. Next Wednesday and Thursday, one admission price on Family Night gets the entire family into the movies. The admission for the entire family is 50 cents. Also, installation of the new box spring seats has already started, and within the next new week, they will be installed. A total of 400 modern, comfortable seats will be in place for you to enjoy your movie experience. And petition filed for Emily Palmer Estate. Emily Palmer, a coastside pioneer who died December 4th, 1931, was filed in Superior Court by her grandson, listing Mrs. Ellen Bell, daughter of Mrs. Palmer. The estate is valued at less than $10,000. Included in the estate is the old Palmer House Hotel, located on Stage Road and San Gregorio Road. Coastside man jailed for shooting deer, pleading guilty to a violation of state game laws. William Garner, 45, of Gazos Creek, was sentenced by Justice of the Peace Manuel Betancourt to pay a fine of $200 or serve 100 days in jail. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Football season is upon us, and we show every NFL game at the Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. We have 20 high-definition TVs in every area. So pick your seat for good viewing, and then check out the menu for good grub and drink. Lots to choose from, with 27 beers on tap and a big assortment of bottled beers. In fact, we have over 80 bottled beers on hand. Football fans like to enjoy one of their delicious pizzas or our wings with a choice of crispy, spicy, barbecue, or teriyaki. Great chicken wings. You'll love them. I've noticed several fans watching American football while eating our homemade, very English pasties and shepherd's pie. Whatever your choice of food, you made the right choice by coming into Cameron's Restaurant to see your favorite team play. So keep calm and play on. In the fall of 1941, Americans were at peace, but there were dark clouds approaching as the war in Europe continued to dominate world affairs. And the new threat was growing, which could involve the United States as the Japanese cause of a new threat in the Pacific. So, with the Great Depression beginning to end, how much do things cost in 1941? The average cost of a new house is $4,000 on the average wages of $1,700 a year. You can rent a house for $32 a month. Nice Beautyrest mattress for the bedroom is $39.50. Get yourself a new car for $850 and fill her up with gasoline for, are you ready, 12 cents a gallon. In baseball, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio has a 56-game hitting streak and never strikes out this season. That is still amazing to me. Americans are keeping their minds off possible war with Germany by going to the movies, including drive-in movies. Two of the most popular movies are Citizen Kane and the Walt Disney movie Dumbo. Music is dominated by the big bands, and the likes of which include Glenn Miller, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, and Harry James. Here's a classic Glenn Miller with Perfidia.
Thank you. the sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody.
While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I take it back with a sigh, perfidious one,
Big bands dominated the charts, especially the top 20 hits. Another example, courtesy of Jimmy Dorsey, with a vocal by Bob Eberle. Here's Maria Elena.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to a prayer. Maria Elena, can't you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like the echo of a sigh. And when you're near, my heart can't speak above a sigh. Maria Elena, said that Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two to share. This love is really all I ask of you.
Where will the time machine take us next week? Thanks for listening, and until next time, for the KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.